I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
It's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 8, the Word of God says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Why is it that men who claim to be Christians can grossly lack integrity in their business dealings, stabbing people in the back, acting with dishonesty? Why is it that women who claim to be Christians can be so self-consumed and just mean and cruel? Well, either they're not a Christian, or their conscience is seared. All right, our conscience is a gift from God that is like a built-in radar that helps Christians navigate through life. And we're going to talk about our conscience today. I heard John MacArthur speak at a conference called Resolved. It was on the life and theology of Jonathan Edwards. And illustrating our conscience, in one of his sermons, he told this story. In 1984, a jet crashed into the side of a mountain in Spain, and everybody was instantly killed. As investigators began to study the accident, they made an eerie discovery. They found a little black recorder, the black box cockpit recorder, and it revealed that several minutes before the fatal impact in the side of the mountain, it was a computer-synthesized voice, like the one you hear on the telephone sometimes, and that little voice said in English, "Pull up, pull up, pull up." Well, it was a warning system, right? Well, the pilot and the flight recorder had this on it. The pilot snapped back and said, "Shut up, gringo. Shut up, gringo." And then flipped off the warning voice. Just flipped the switch. Minutes later, the plane smashed into the mountain. And everybody was killed. That's how people are treating their consciences today. Saying, "Shut up, gringo." See, God has given us, all of us, an internal mechanism that tells us to pull up when we're headed towards disaster. That mechanism is called our conscience. And what we see in this passage is that right thinking is the first step towards right living. Paul tells us that we are to continually think about the things that reflect the character of God. And as we think on these things, we are told that our thoughts should become our actions. He first says, think about these things, and then he says, practice these things. And what he's showing us to be true here is that the thinking actually encourages the living. Well, how is that? How is that? By rightly informing our conscience, we're keeping it healthy. And when we keep it healthy, it continues to work properly. Paul gives 8 things to continually think on. He says, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. That's the things we need to think about. We need to think about these things. And this thinking becomes doing by rightly informing our conscience so that our conscience is healthy, operating at peak performance level, helping us navigate through life, helping us pull up when we're about to smash into the side of a mountain. So why is it that some people who claim to be Christians can live in overt sinful behavior and not even be bothered by it? Well, when we stop getting into the Word of God and feeding our conscience by thinking about what is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise, our conscience becomes seared. Our conscience is telling us to pull up, pull up. But God seems distant, the Bible seems archaic, and our conscience is filled with static. We don't like it when it's screaming at us, pull up, pull up. So before long, our conscience becomes annoying and we say, shut up, gringo, and we turn it off. Don't be foolish like that. That road leads to disaster. In the end, we'll see that it's not simply the peace of God that we'll experience, but the God of peace himself. May we think about these things so as to practice these things, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. Now, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I know you'll be eating turkey and dressing like it's your job, but I want to encourage you to listen in at some point to the First Baptist Daily, because tomorrow we are going to have a special guest, Mike McQueen. Mike lost his son not too long ago, and God has strengthened him and leveraged this tragedy in his family's life to further God's kingdom. Mike's going to share with us. He's going to share about the hurt and pain involved in this excruciating process, but he's also going to share how, though the pain was deep, the peace of God runs even deeper. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, as Paul talks about in Philippians 4. It's going to be a First Baptist Daily Thanksgiving special that you won't want to miss. So let's meet again tomorrow here on the First Baptist Daily. 'Cause I'm